guys. We are back with this little midweek 85th episode of the 443 podcast. We are remote again. I am coming to you from beautiful old Lloyd Studios in North Phoenix. Reese is coming to you from Westgate adjacent, where
Okay.
apparently people go drinking at the clubs and leave their kids in the car and drive through.
Yeah, you heard about that,
Yeah. My dad found it. It was in the paper. It was in the on the Eight Arizona family.
Yes, guys. Just know it was not me. I don't have any children, but I am at the trap house of Glendale, Arizona.
Oh
Oh.
man, we all know that if you had kids, you wouldn't go drinking. You'd take them home and drink in front of them.
Exactly.
You had
And
a
I
bottle of Henny and one of the kids would cry and throw it against the wall.
see, the thing is, Matt, if I have children, I lose some of my cosmic power, so then I have to give it away.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
So, unlike Vandal Savage, you don't want to have kids. Okay.
I'm like the combination of looking like Vandal Savage, but also born before the multiverse like Galactus. I'm just in
Wow.
that, yeah, I'm just in that
Sweet
sort of
spot.
yeah. But guys, we got a big episode for you. Not a big in terms of length,
A
but
medium-sized episode.
we'll find a way to still make it an hour because we're a bunch of yappers. But let's jump into it. We had a Monday game yesterday. We have
You kind of have to call me Matt Stradamus.
no, that one did not work, man.
Yeah.
That one did not work.
Call me the Oracle.
There you go. Matt did call this result. He's got Brighton, or not he's got. What happened was Brighton won 3-2, matching up with Matt's prediction. What were your thoughts on this game, Matt?
this is one of those I do load these games at a time when I have to work. Because I came back from seeing the doctor and I come into the office and like you seen that meme when Donald Glover walks into the house and community, he's holding the pizzas and everything's on fire and the troll just staring at him. That was me on Monday.
Yeah, and that was me also yesterday, but I also had to just leave early from work, man, because it's been it's one of those Mondays it looks like for both of us. But what'd you think of the game, man?
I overall thought that Liverpool just massively underestimated their opponent and just gave like they did this against Arsenal. They did this against you guys actually dominated them. They beat up on Arsenal and beat up on Brighton. And then they let them just get over it. I don't think since they've won the title, they've won a game. The best they've done is a draw against Arsenal, right?
Yes, I think you're correct. Yep, since they locked up the title, they're 0-1-2. Now I will say this was a heavily rotated side. This was their B team. I'm actually kind of impressed with their performance based off of the team they put out because they had, for example, Chiesa in the lineup. Kwanzaa and Konate were the two center back pairings, so no, Van Dijk, no Trent or Andy Robertson as well. So the midfield was solid, though. I mean, they had Gravenberch and Szoboszlai. That's enough to get enough competition to anybody in the league. But yeah,
So I
Max,
started
I agree with
watching
you.
it after it was 1-1. I started right watching it when the Ayari goal went in for Brighton. And I was like, oh, they're giving them a game. And then Szoboszlai got the 45 plus one or 45 plus two right before halftime goal. And then I kind of missed it until I came back at the end. And I came back when I could watch it again at 85 or 80th minute. And then it was tied up again because of Mitoma. And then they scored and they won it, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was actually Hinzelwood who came off the bench too that got the winner, and this was a big result for Brighton because this does take them back into eighth place. Again, this should be certified Europa Conference League because with Palace winning the FA Cup, that did kind of take away some of the spots for it to go all the way down to the top 10 of making Europe. So it'll be interesting to see how they perform in Europe next season, along with the
Yeah,
league
and
game.
also they do kind of have a game that could be considered a cushion game. They face Spurs. Either Spurs will have their worst season ever when they play them, or they'll be drunk and winning their first trophy in 20 years. I know it's close to 17 or 18, but
Either way, I'm confident that the Bournemouth Seagulls can take care of business. But this was a big result for Brighton. Congrats to them. Matt, let's jump into the Tuesday slate here. We've got Crystal Palace still riding that high. I thought they would have come down a little bit. But man, they rolled over this Wolves side, winning 4-2. even gave Ben Chilwell a shot in the team, and he ended up scoring as well. What were your thoughts on this game, Matt, from what you saw?
So this is one of those games where, like, have you ever had that experience where you take a nap during the day and then you wake up because you hear something, and you go right back to sleep and then wake up again? This was me, but with work. And I kept like, so I had it on the TV, and in between my processing and calls and everything, I go out and I go like, oh, I got 5 minutes. I got person frame. I'm gonna run out and check the score. And the game just was like a freaking roller coaster. At one point, it was 2-0 to Palace, and I come back and it's 4 or 2-1, and then I come back and it's 4-1, or no, 3-2, and then they ended up winning it. I was just like, I didn't get the flow for the game because every time I come in, it seemed like one team was just dominating the other, and it was really funky.
It was a fever dream, it felt like, man. That's
Yeah, it was like I said, it was that thing, the thing where you're like, you're trying to sleep during the day, and like the dog will make a noise, and you'll wake up and see everything's good and go right back to bed, and then you'll hear like a car door slam like an hour later, but what?
I agree, man. This was sort of a fever dream type of matchup. It actually shows Wolves were heavily winning the possession battle. I was slammed at work today, guys, so I was not able to watch any of this game. I was able to catch some of the glimpses of the City game, but all I will say is it's cool to see Ben Chilwell getting on the score sheet for a guy that's really hasn't played much in the last 2 seasons since he's I think it was an Achilles tear, maybe. He really hasn't played much, so it was cool for him to get the start, get a goal in, and hopefully Palace look at possibly keeping him next season.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't want him. But congrats to Palace into the next game, guys. We've got a big win for Manchester City, beating Bournemouth 3-1. The first goal in this, Matt, by Omar Marmoush, goes straight into the goal of the season contenders. He was about 35, 40 yards out, and he just happened to rip in perfect upper 90 lofting shot. It was like a rainbow ball almost. Like the ball went straight in the air and then just came down with no spin on it on a knuckleball, and then just hit both of the upper 90 posts on the left side. It was like I said, easily into the goal of the season. And then obviously, Matt, we got to talk about our boy, Mr. Kevin De Bruyne,
I
who
was about to ask you about that. Beautiful
played his
send off.
yeah. I think City fans, you never see them in these stadiums really, but when they do show up and they show some love, it is a cool thing to see. But yeah, just wanna it's been a pleasure watching KDB. That was his last home game for Man City, so I'm sure we'll see him in the away game on Sunday. But just a great career overall for
I'm
him.
interested to see where he goes. There's rumors of everything from staying in the Prem to MLS to the Saudi League, to going to La Liga, Bundesliga. Everyone apparently is just out for him right now.
Yeah, I think for me, the place that I would like to see him for his career to sort of wind down a little bit is the MLS. I think he'd be a great LA Galaxy pairing with your boy Giroud up there. But
Doesn't Giroud play for LAFC?
oh, you're right. LA Galaxy is the blue team, bluer team,
Blue and gold, yeah.
blue and gold. LAFC is the black and gold. I bottled that. All right, never mind. We'll see you in the Saudi League, my friend.
Well, I'm just like apparently some of the United, there's rumors, Spurs, Arsenal, everyone's kind of throwing their hat in the ring in the background. I don't know what's junk and noise and what's not, but I'm really interested to see where he ends up.
I think, honestly, Matt, I think he's done with the full competition portion. If he does join one of those teams, like if he does stay in the Premier League or goes to La Liga, like a power five team, power five conference team, he's going to be nothing more than a rotational player. I mean, honestly, watching him in the glimpses that I saw today, you could tell he's just slowing down a little bit, which unfortunate, but I think I see him more realistically in some of the like the Saudi League or the MLS.
So there's still some chances, even with these game going for them. City's now sits in third in the league. They have
Okay.
68 points. Newcastle and Chelsea are behind them, each with 66 points. Because you think that Kovacic red card will hurt City when they face Fulham on Sunday?
Definitely a possibility. If you look at who they brought on in place of
Kovacic.
yeah, because he got the red card and they took off KDB shortly after. They brought on Nico Gonzalez was the person they signed in January. Hasn't really worked out for them, but
He's in his first, like, he hasn't even played a full game for City yet.
Exactly. But what from what I
And
heard
his
with
first
Pep.
game was this weekend in the loss in the FA Cup.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, that's the thing though, is like with Pep, I'm more so going off of his post press conference today. He doesn't seem like he has a shadow of a doubt in his mind that they're losing this game. And when I see Pep in that mode where he's not singing in an opera, he's not making a lot of noise. This was like a very short response from him. It's like a very vintage Pep type of response. He's like, never been more confident. We won't lose. And I was like, dang, bro. All right, I'm in.
Okay, well, let's get into the weekend. Because I'm like, okay, Pep, I don't know. Fulham are a scrappy side. I wouldn't
Yeah.
want to face them with the chance of the bottom falling out of my season. Because I'm going to be honest. So we're going to go in order, but we'll kind of discuss these as a whole when we get done with everything. So starting at 8 a.m. Oh, actually, what am I doing? All these games are 8 a.m. They're all at the same time. I love this. Even my brother loves this. My mom and dad love this. All the games are out at the same time. So there's no like weird shit where like the Pacers play like the last game of the season and they can determine if they make it into the who gets into the
Play-ins.
playing game and shit like that.
Sure. Hey,
I like it.
final Sunday, all games at the same time is the way it should be for our last Sunday. I'm
It's
excited.
because of gross corruption and gambling that this happens. So let's get into it though. All right, so Leicester City travel to Bournemouth to play their final game. Jamie Vardy is rumored not to be playing in this because he wants to end on 500 games with 200 goals.
Interesting. I am going to go with
That's just what I've heard. And they've
gotcha.
quoted him as saying that.
So Leicester, last time they played, Leicester actually beat Bournemouth. I think it was like 1-0. I am going to have Bournemouth getting their get back on this and winning this one 3-0.
Well, I wonder if that red card for Bournemouth is going to affect them, but I agree with you. I think that I'm going to do this a 1-0 or 2-0. Sorry. I think Bournemouth still has too much for him.
Gotcha.
All right, next up, we have Manchester City facing Fulham, the game I was talking about. If Manchester City lose this and Chelsea and Newcastle win this, they could fall out of Champions League spots.
Yeah, no, this is their cup final, their third of three cup finals, for the
These teams
season.
have way too many cup finals.
Dude, you would think that they've had more trophies this season than what's being stated here in these press conferences, Matt. Because
So
they're
many cup
saying, we've got three cup finals to go. Brother, you haven't won any trophies from these three cup finals.
Yeah,
Anyways.
four teams are winning trophies.
Yep, exactly.
Oh
But
no, five. I forgot about you guys.
hey, I'll talk about the fi that final momentarily after we do the
Okay.
prediction. But
All right. So for this one, I predict my head. Sorry, I want Fulham to win just to throw a monkey wrench in Pep's plans, but I think it's going to be City 2-0.
I think this is going to be a very, very interesting game, mainly because Fulham is at home. It's their last game of the season, and with where they're finishing. For example, they have something to play for as well. If they win, they may get into ninth place, possibly have a European spot. Again, I don't know anymore like what the seeding is going to look like. That is still to be determined, but
Well, I think a Europa Conference League spot is available for 10 because there's two. Well, no, because one of the Europa Leagues went away. So there's just the one Europa League that goes to Villa. And then the two conferences. Yeah. So they have to get into eighth.
yeah. Okay, so
Oh,
that's to be
sorry. Two
expected.
conference leagues if your team wins their trophy.
Got you. Okay, so then it might there.
And
Yeah,
then
then
they win
the.
and they Chelsea gets in the Champions League.
Yeah, but either way though, I think this is a big win for Fulham. Possibly if they're able to do it, because it gets them into a top half side finish, which I don't think they did last season. I think they finished right around the 11th, 12th range. So I think that's a great finish for them. But I am going to go with the City 3-1 win.
Okay. Next up, we have Brentford versus Wolves. Wolves, a team that is in relative safety, can't really compete for anything, but they just seem to want to keep messing with people. They kind
Yeah,
of had the Crystal Palace role last year,
they've
just
looked a
not as
lot,
epic.
100%. They've looked a lot better since the manager came in. I forgetting his name. But for Brentford, if they win, they do have a shot to sneak into the Conference League. So I think this is a must win for them. I'm going to go with a 1-0 Brentford win. If they
Thomas Frank wins
lose,
the European trophy next year. I think
well,
Thomas Frank move
that's what I was
on.
going to say. If they lose and don't get into Europe, I don't know if you have any chance of keeping Thomas. It's going to be rough to keep him anyways, but if you don't have any Europe, it may be even more difficult to keep him at the helm.
All right. Now. Oh no, I need my prediction. So I predict Brentford wins this 2-0.
Got you.
All right. Chelsea traveled to Sherwood Forest to fight Nottingham Forest.
A huge game for both teams. Right now, Forest have 65
This
points.
is one of the biggest exciting games in the whole thing right now.
And it's one of the biggest games of the season, honestly, because this is to determine who goes to the
Second cup
Champions League.
final.
Yes, exactly. Unfortunately, we don't get a trophy from this one, though.
Hey, no, adopt Arsenal. Champions League is a trophy.
the second place trophy.
Yeah, the second place, fourth place
Fourth
trophy.
place,
Maybe we went from the fourth place trophy to the second place trophy, so I'll take it. You know, we're moving on up. Moving on up. All
it's about
right.
progression, man. Who do you got in this one?
I'm gonna give it to your boys. I'm gonna do 3-1.
I'm really interested to see which Chelsea team comes out because I've hated the first half Chelsea team recently. But if Nico comes in and he gets this team hyped up and they're playing like it's like it's the second half and the first half, I can agree. But honestly, Matt, I'm gonna go with a 1-1 draw. I don't see any of these teams outplaying one another because Forest are so organizationally structured. It's gonna be tough for them to beat them.
Yeah, the thing is, they get Europa League if they win. You
Yeah.
get Champions League if you win. And I hate to say it, I'm pretty sure that just like Manchester United, a lot of your players have clauses in their trophies that can get them new Lambos,
Yep.
and second vacation homes if they win.
100%. If they get the Champions League, all these dudes are getting bonuses, raises, the whole nine yards.
But I didn't know this next game was this weekend. This is an interesting one. A lot on the line for one of these teams, and who knows what this other team's going to be. Aston Villa travel to the crumbling Theatre of Dreams to face Manchester United.
I'm very interested. Again, similar situation with Spurs. They can get the hungover, celebrated United side, or they can get the depressed United side that still may play like they're hungover.
Or they can get a team that all the players have lost and they want to get in the shop windows and show off what they can do for the scouts and everything right before the transfer window opens in a couple days or a couple
100%.
weeks.
I'm gonna go with a Villa 3-1 win because this is again a final for them. This is must win. They're gonna play at their best peak form, so I have no problem with Villa
So
winning this.
if again, there's three teams above Villa right now that they can overtake: City, Newcastle, Chelsea. So Villa has the lowest goal differential. It's the only thing holding them back. They have 66 points, same as your boys in Newcastle. So if Newcastle or Chelsea lose and they win, they can jump into the Champions League. I think Unai is going to throw everything at this game, and I'm predicting a 4-0 win to Villa.
I agree.
If
Well, I definitely
United
know.
loses the trophy tomorrow, I could predict 5 or 6. I
Gotcha.
think Unai is going to stick the dagger in him and try and get any goal difference he can get, just like he did against. You're going to see that team that almost beat PSG, but against a United side that either is drunk and hungover or is unable to weather because they're not good.
I agree. The only thing I said will say as a Chelsea fan is it's in their own hands, man. If they win, they're in, no questions asked. So I hope they don't try to mid-game say, "Hey, Villa's down 1-0." I don't want to see no what was the bald coach at the USA team that I miss? I'm forgetting his name right now. Our boy.
Berhalter.
Yeah, don't be a Berhalter. Don't fucking tell them 2-1 right before a free kick happens and they score.
No, beat
Just
Ted
handle.
Lasso. You gotta win it. You win it and you're in it. I hate ties.
Exactly. Handle your business like a man. So, okay, but I got a thing for. Are we? Is that the rest of the? Is that all the games? Or we still got
No,
a few
we
more?
still got five more. All
Okay.
right. Arsenal traveled to the South Coast to play Southampton, their bogey team, in the final game. Possibly injured Saliba. Gabriella, the big Gabby's not back. Little Gabby is not scoring goals. Other Gabby, I don't know what happened to him. We are a Gabbyless side possibly on Sunday.
Hey, I honestly feel bad for Southampton that this is their last game of the season. I feel like you guys are going to get up and get out early, as in score several goals within the first half, and then your fans are ch chanting, nah, goodbye type of thing.
We can't do the South, not the Saliba chant. Da, 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 Saliba. Da, 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 da. Oh, no, we invented that at Bournemouth. My bad.
Yeah.
All right. Go first.
I was gonna say I got Arsenal 7-0.
I got Arsenal 2-1. I think they're going to give us panic attacks.
Hey, I don't Arteta final game of the season tax. He's gonna take over.
All right, next up, Everton travel to Newcastle. This is a game where I just don't know how it's going to go because this is one of those games. There's the only thing left to play for in this is the Champions Europa and Conference League, the
Okay.
European spots outside Arsenal, out because Arsenal's guaranteed it no matter what happens. They're sticking in the Champions League. They can still lose their second place spot on some weird technicality involving Southampton winning and Man City scoring a ton of goals. But honestly, it just depends on where everyone ends up. And this is one of the games that could determine it because Newcastle is in the fourth spot. And Everton's been good lately. I'm honestly going to go with a 2-2 draw and
Yeah.
wrench in everyone's plans.
The weird thing is both of these teams are so massive in terms of length and size, like, and they balance out each other really well. I feel like Moyes is going to have this team ready to go. I think it is a prove it game for Everton as well. I think Moyes is going to be very blunt with them. If you want a spot on this team next season, you need to take over. That's what I want to see from Moyes.
Cockney Moyes, he's Scottish. Or
Dude,
lots.
I'm new
Lots.
to He's also like 90 years old. I
Yeah.
can't get
You're gonna win it for my testicles.
the
That doesn't sound like him at all. He's such a nice sounding but also gruff man.
He looks grumpy for sure. I'm gonna go
Oh, go
you so
ahead.
you got you
I
got
have
2-2 in this
two.
one. I am gonna go with Newcastle 2-1, but it's gonna be very close.
Okay. So this next one is a banger. Guys, I didn't look at the games past the Arsenal game. I didn't see until before we were recording some of these games. Crystal Palace travel to Liverpool. This drunk, teetering Liverpool that has only gotten 1 point. They can only like get up for half a period to smite Arsenal and their fans to make weird tifos of our coach and address and shit. But Crystal Palace has shown that Glasner's team isn't quitting by they not giving up to Wolves and scoring four goals today.
I will say this very simply, and this is not to dog Palace or anything, but when you're in this kind of form to end your season, you do not want to carry it into the preseason and carry it into next season. I do think Slot finds a way to motivate this team just enough to get them over the hump. I'm going to go with a 2-1 Liverpool win, but it's very fun to watch.
I'm gonna go for a 2-1 or Crystal Palace win.
There you go. There you go. Back the Super
Boy,
Eagle.
Eze. Did you know that Eze's cousin is that really funny girl off of SNL who does like the 1990 comedies throwbacks? I'll find her name.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, I'm on JetBlue, blah blah blah. I
That's
know, she
crazy.
says a bunch of offensive stuff. She's just doing an impression of a 90s comedian. We say cuss on this pod, but I don't want to say like the stuff she was saying. Just
It's
because,
a little bit beyond the line of
oh,
what
I
our
love
comfort.
saying it when I would say it to you in person. I just don't want me saying it out on the television or
I
the
got you.
thing here. That
Yes, to our people from
bad.
who are listening, Matt is not a racist. I was just wondering to confirm what language she used. Oh, man.
Eagle Nwandim, Egonwodim.
EGO, say that again.
Echo Golf Oscar Space November Whiskey Oscar Delta India Mike.
And guys, that is military code, not mil code, but military slang that he used to help me verify the word, the letters that he's saying. That's all. Okay, I know who you're talking about now.
She's hilarious, man. And I
Good.
found that she was repping his jersey at the SNL right after the cup final
Yeah,
win.
that's who it was.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
It's kind of crazy you rep the
she's with my
jersey
buddy
after.
Juan, who's like an SNL nerd, his favorite cast member right now. And I go, oh yeah, her cousin just won the FA Cup. Who's her cousin? He's like, and then he went on this tangent of watching all these Eze videos.
Yeah.
He's like, dang, that kid is really good. And I go, yeah, please don't call him a kid. Call him a young man. That's one of my pet peeves.
That is a grown man too, because
Once
this.
a child gets beyond 12, they are no longer a kid. They're a young man or a teenager.
There you go. But the thing
He's
is, this is
the
a
man.
really, the way he's been playing the last couple weeks, he is a grown man, Matt. He has been playing out of his mind. So I would not be surprised to see him to carry this team over a win over Liverpool for
All
sure.
right. So I got the upset. You got Liverpool maintaining or riding their ship. All right. Next up, West Ham faces Ipswich Town.
A battle of one team going down and the battle of the other team going down
Which is
next
lucky there were
season.
three other teams or five other teams worse than that.
Exactly.
Because we were
I'm not.
worried about West Ham early on in the season, man. It seemed like they were just going down, but just for their luck, Southampton, Ipswich, and Leicester were just worse. And then United and Spurs just said, you know what? We're putting all our eggs in the Europa League basket. We're just going to tank.
And you know what, dude? I'm still not excited for this West Ham team at all. I think the way that they have handled their business in the summer is worrying. I think the way they've coached this side has been worrying, but
I just think Lopetegui was just a very bad hire. I think I was saying that at the beginning that I just didn't know, like coming off Moyes and you want to improve the team. I just didn't think, I thought they should have gone with Potter from the beginning.
yeah, especially if you're going a project route, but the signings they made in the summer didn't seem like project players. Like
No.
they brought in Fulkrug, who's like 32 years old. So I just don't think the coach in this team matches. So it's going to be a very interesting summer for West Ham to see how they invest and who they sell. Because again, they don't seem like Potter players to me.
A
But
few of them, like Bowen, can play a Potter system.
yeah, but Bowen can play anywhere. You know, he's
Yeah,
just that guy. He's
actually,
that guy.
yeah.
He's
You
that guy.
give Bowen to 100 managers, he gets along and works 98% of 98 of their systems.
He's still going to get you 10 goals, 15 assists, or whatever in a season, regardless. You know, it's just. But in this game, Matt, I'm going to go with the townies on this one. I'm going to go with an Ipswich 1-0 send off to the championship.
Yeah, I'm hoping my mom gets it too. I'm hoping for a 2-0 Ipswich. Both a Dalap Brace putting himself out there to just be like, hey, we're going down, boys. Look how good I am.
Yes.
Come give me some good wages.
30 million release, 30 million release clause for. Really, for a player that has a lot of potential, is going to be very interesting this summer. There should be at least 10 clubs interested in this kid. I'm not even kidding.
I honestly think 17 clubs should be in for, or sorry.
Really? I agree.
16 clubs. I don't think
I
he'll go to the newly promoted sides, and he can't go to West Ham, so that would be 16 other clubs.
got you. Yeah,
Every
so
other
that's.
club in this league, Tottenham, Man United, from Tottenham, Man United, all the way up to Arsenal, Liverpool, everyone should put a bid on this kid. He's young
30.
and it's 30 million, and you just have to get his signature once you trigger it, like
I'm
and
excited for him, man, just because this is a kid who has a lot of potential, and you know he's not going back to City because City spent their investment on another striker in January and have gotten Dalap for cheaper, so it's a little bit confusing, but oh, sorry, what were you gonna say?
No, I was going to say, what if Gyökeres' team, Sporting Lisbon, buys him to replace Gyökeres because they know they're getting 60 million and they just
Yep.
come in and trigger the clause and take him to Portugal? That would be crazy. And then they sell him for double next year.
And you know, knowing these Portugal clubs, it wouldn't be surprising if it happened. I mean, they could definitely do that as well. So,
You know what's
but
funny, Reese? You know, you
yes.
said that we would go for an hour. We are at the 10 minute, or we're going for almost, we're coming up on 40 minutes. But we're
Hey.
on the last game, sir. I already did my prediction for that game. Sorry, Brighton face Spurs. Another, you don't know what you're going to get, but Brighton's got something to play for. Spurs will either win their first trophy in almost 2 decades, or they will be just in shambles because there's nothing they can do. They will be the spot above relegation, and they'll probably just, either way, Spurs will probably be drunk.
I'm going to just start by saying this. If I am a United or a Spurs fan, if you have any sort of confidence, you should just shut it off because this is a very worrying game that you guys have put your both of your teams into. Me and Matt, we've talked about this several times on and off the podcast. Like, if
Hey,
either of
so
these
let's
teams
do our
lose,
predictions really quick. I do have a stoppage time question for you involving our this whole subject right now.
I'll go Brighton 2-1.
I go Brighton 3-0. With all the cost cutting that's been going on at Manchester United, it seems to me that of the two clubs who can weather this crisis that could come with a loss, Spurs seem like they have better revenues and better spending options, and it will just be another day for them. I mean, it'll hurt them. Don't get me wrong. You don't want to finish 17th, but What do you think could happen to United if Spurs do win the trophy and they lose out all that money with all the in-house cuts? I don't think they can cut this team any lower. Could we see the final like hammer drop on Man United and see a team that could begin to fall apart and possibly end up in the championship next year?
So I wouldn't
Or
go as far as the championship, because from what I've seen from some of like the tier one like reporters of summer buying, it seems like they are still going to be pretty aggressive in the market in the summer, regardless of the result. Now, this could have been why Sir Jim has cut so many costs over the span of the season, which I don't know if it affects FFP or the cycle
I
directly
saw
or
some
not.
video and I don't know if it's accurate, but they were saying that it would just basically covers Casemiro's salary. That's all it covers.
So I guess not. So even then, like, I don't know. It's from what I've seen, it looks like they're still going to be aggressive. But I'm honestly, Matt, I'm worried for both going forward either way.
I think Spurs deal with the NFL and the concerts that come there, gives them some extra revenue like Real Madrid. I think they can weather the storm better. I would if I see Tottenham Hotspur raise the trophy tomorrow, and I'm an Arsenal fan, like I want Tottenham to win this trophy because hopefully it'll like spur Arsenal because it would cause a reckoning in our fan base, and I want to see it just because I'm tired of certain people in my fan base talking smack, and I want to see them put their money where their mouth is. Go ahead, sir.
I like how you did that. Spur Arsenal. It's a good one, my friend. It's a
Thank
good
you,
one.
sir.
No, but I agree with you, Matt. Like,
I know the weekend, but I try.
I will say though, like, I was kind of thinking about it. Obviously, there'd be a lot of English fans who are upset, London rival winning it. But I agree with you. Like, if Spurs win their first European trophy, it's only going to make the league more competitive, and hopefully bring quality to the league a little bit
Also,
more.
four birds win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Newcastle, Liverpool, Crystal Palace, and Spurs, they all have birds in their logo.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I will say,
It's gonna
like,
hurt me, don't get me wrong. But it's a pain that I feel like it's been building for years. And I'd rather just pull it off with them having the worst season they've ever had and they get this because it's like if they would have won the Champions League years ago, it would have destroyed me. Right now, it's just like I can go, yeah, you won the trophy, you won the Europa League, you lost to all these teams. It's just, if I'm gonna have that happen, I think it's the best time to happen is now.
for me, it's like as a Chelsea fan, I can't be that mad because I got 2 Euros, I got 2 Champions League, and
You can have a conference
might
league.
add another one. So we got plenty of room. We got room taken up in our cabinets for the
You
European
like Jordan, one for the thumb when he won his
title.
title?
Yeah.
Yeah, one
But
for the thumb. Too bad no players have them all. It's just, and then you guys don't get rings, you get medals. The analogy doesn't really work.
Hey, and what do you think? I guess another stoppage time question for you. What do you think about runner-ups getting medals and they immediately take them off? Do you think it's classless or classy?
I really don't have an opinion on it, man.
Got you. Because as a player myself who used to play in these tournaments and I'd get like a third place medal, man, I'd be hyped to get anything at that point because we didn't get no handouts really growing up on competitive clubs. So.
I remember when we won one in high school. We run runner up for state 1 year, and I was just happy. Like it's still in my room, you know. I mean,
Yeah.
and they won it the year after I graduated, so.
They try to look cool, like, oh, I don't like this medal. I got plenty at home. All right, dude.
So I got another question for you. In this, we've discussed this before. We got 4 minutes left. We're not going to do another recording. We'll just end this real quick. So Pep Guardiola is claiming that he won a trophy. And I just love when managers like Arteta does this, Sir Alex does it to pad his stats. The Community Shield, I think it is a trophy, but it's like the away goals that used to exist in European competitions. It only counts if you're like trying to make up for a deficiency, but we can still laugh at you, or it counts in Sir Alex Ferguson's counting for his legacy of winning the most trophies in England as a single manager.
You
Because he
know what is
still has it without it, but it makes it look like he's running away with it when you count the community shields.
since we're running short on time, I'll keep this very simple. I will simply just say that it is a coping mechanism for these for some coaches when they use it as a trophy.
Like when Arteta goes, I won three. Shut the fuck up. What
Hey,
Pep did that, I was just like, oh, that's cute.
Hey,
When
Spurs
Ferguson
just
does that,
won
I was like,
the
oh, you win by three, but you just cement your legacy. You count all those. I think he should count as a half. I think it should count as a half trophy. Like
I
an
give you
away
a
goal
quarter.
count as a goal and a half.
I'll give you a quarter, Matt.
Yeah, a quarter goal, a quarter trophy. I think if you like Arteta is at 1.5 trophies.
Because hey, if you could compare the FA Cup trophy or the Community Shield trophy to the Asia Cup trophy that Spurs won a couple years ago in the preseason, there you go, man. So
Yeah.
both quarter trophies.
Yeah, quarter trophy. Because it is something, because you have to do something to get into it. You have to accomplish something. But ultimately, I do think it is kind of like, I remember every time Arteta says it, I just shut up.
I'm with
Like, I get
but
mad when he says it too, because he's like, no, one, no, three. I won three trophies. I'm like, no Count Chocula, you didn't. You won one. You won one trophy. One
Arsenal,
half.
give to the Arsenal people and the staff players, give my boy Matt a full trophy. It's been a little he's starting to get frustrated at that at the
No,
lack of
I'm
trophies.
frustrated when he Arteta talks. I still want him to be my manager. I still think he's a great manager. He's accomplished a lot. But this whole like this thing where he'll say things like the we were the PSG bench said we were the better team. You don't say that when they can literally ask them. Because now you look like a dick because they can say, no, we didn't, and nobody will refute them because you say things like, no, one trophy? I've won three trophies.
And it's like I'll try to be quick because like we're running short on time. But all I would say is like, who cares what the other team says if you play better or not? Like the result still stands. Like the result's there.
I know a lot of Arsenal fans are having like crises right now. I think I'm having like a little mini one I work out on the pod because like I'm not totally unhappy with the season. I got to see my club beat Real Madrid and go to a Champions League semi. So.
No, you got some big wins. If I'm an Arsenal fan, I would be happy with the way the season went. But guys, we've had a very special episode. We will be back on Sunday. We will be watching the games together. So we'll have an immediate reaction. We'll try to have six or seven games up on the screen for you.
We're gonna do a Wi-Fi. We're gonna max out my Wi-Fi.
But guys, we will see you on Sunday. Matt, close us out, my friend.
Live long and watch some football, lads.